Hey everybody, my name is Little Midnight Blue with a 3, and today I will be attempting to do hysteria literature, and I will be reading The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe, and I will be using my Wii 5 Tango, which kind of looks like a lipstick thingy. I'm gonna try to get through it without quivering into a little pile of mess, so let's go ahead and get started. Okay, I'm gonna turn the vibrator on. And, oh gosh. That's gonna be interesting. Okay. Alrighty. Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary over many quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a rap tapping, as of someone gently rapping at my chamber door. "'Tis some visitor," I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. "'Only this and nothing more. I remember it was in the bleak of December. Each separate dying ember wrought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow. Vainly I had sought to borrow from my books surcease of sorrow, sorrow for the lost Lenore. For the rare and radiant maiden, whom the angels name Lenore, nameless here forevermore. And the sunken, sad, uncertain rustling of each purple curtain thrilled me, filled me with fantastic tremors never felt before. So that now, to still the beating of my heart, I stood repeating, 'Tis some visitor entering, and entreating, entering. Entrance at my chamber door. Some late visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. This and nothing more. Presently my soul grew stronger, hesitating then no longer. Sir, I said, or madam, truly your forgiveness I implore, but the fact is I was napping, and so gently you were rapping, and so faintly you came tapping at my chamber door. That I scarce and was sure I heard you. Here I opened wide the door. Darkness there and nevermore. Deep into that darkness peering, long I stood where there wandering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortals have ever dared to dream before. But the silence was unbroken, and the stillness gave no token, and the only word there spoken was a whispered word, Lenore. This I whispered, and an echo muttered back the word, Lenore. Merely this and nothing more. Back into the chamber training, all my soul within me burning, soon again I heard the tapping somewhat louder than before. Surely, I said, surely that this is something at my window latest. Let me see then. What? There it is, and this mystery explore. Let my heart be still a moment, and this mystery explore. 'Tis the wind and nothing more. Open here I flung the shutter, when with many a flirt and flutter, in there stepped a stately raven of saintly days of yore. Not the least obedient made he, not a minute stop or stayed he, but with the mind of the lord or lady, preached above my chamber door. Preached upon the bust of Pallas, just above my chamber door, perched and sat and nothing more. This ebony bird beguiling my sad fancy into smiling. By the gray and stern decorum of this counter tent since it wore, though thy crest be shorn and shaven, thou, I said, art sure no craven, ghastly, grim, and ancient raven wandering from nightly shore. Tell me what thy loudly name is on the night's Plutonian shore. Call the raven, nevermore. Much I marveled this ungainly fowl to hear disclosure so painly, though its answer a little meaning. Little resiliency bore, for we cannot help agreeing that no living human being ever yet was blessed with a seeing above his chamber door, bird or beast upon the sculpted bust above his chamber door, with such a name as Nevermore. But the raven sitting lovely on the placid bust spoke only that one word, as if his soul in that one word did he outpour. Nothing further he muttered, not a feather then he fluttered, till I scarcely more than muttered, other friends have flown before, on the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes and have flown before. Then the bird said, Nevermore. Startled at the stillness broken by reply so aptly spoken, doubtless I said, what it mutters is its only stock and sore, caught from some unhappy master who unmercifully disastered, followed fast and followed faster till his songs came one burden bore, till the digress of his hope and melancholy burden bore of never, nevermore. But the raven was still beguiling all my fancy into smiling. Straight I wheeled the cushioned seat in front of the bird and bust and door. Then, upon the velvet sinking, I betook myself to linking fancy under fancy, thinking of this ominous bird of yore. What grim, ungainly, ghastly, gaunt, and ominous bird of yore meant it croaking, Nevermore? Oh, God damn it. This I sat, engaging and guessing, but no syllable expressing, to the fowl whose fiery eyes were burned into my bosom's core. This and more I sat divining, my head at ease reclining on the cushioned velvet lining that the lamplight gloated over, but whose velvet violet lining with the lamp light gloating over, she shall press, nevermore. Then, methought, the air grew denser, perfumed from the unseen censer, swung by a seraphim whose footfalls tickled on the tufted floor. Wretch, I cried, thy God hath lent thee, by the angels he had sent thee, respite, and nephthemu from my memories of Lenore. Quaff, oh, quaff this kind nymph, and forget this lost Lenore. Quaff the raven, nevermore. Prophet, I said, this thing of evil, prophet still, if bird or devil, whether tempter sent or whatever temptest, tossed thee here ashore, this lady yet an undaunted, honest, tethered, desert land enchanted, on this home by horrid haunted, tell me truly, I implore, this is there balm, guild, tell me more, I implore. Cough the raven, nevermore. Prophet, I said, this thing of evil, prophet still, if bird or devil, by the heaven that bends above us, and by the God that we both adore, tell the soul with sorrow laden, if within the distant Aden it shall clasp a stained maiden whom the angels named Lenore, clasp a rare and radiant maiden whom the agents named Lenore, cough the raven, nevermore. Ah, shit. Be the word or sign, parting bird or friend, or fiend, I shrieked, upstarting, get thee back into the tempest and the night's Plutonian shore. Leave no black plume, as the token of thy soul hath spoken. Leave thy loneliness unbroken, quit the bust above my door. Take the peak from thy heart, and take thy form from off my door. Cough the raven, nevermore. And the raven, never flitting, still sitting on the pallid bust of Pallas just above my chamber door, and his eyes have all the seeming of demons that is dreaming. And the lamp over him streaming throws a shadow on the floor. I'm not gonna make it. Okay, only two more lights. Only two more lights. And my soul from out that shadow that lies floating on the floor shall be lifted. Nevermore. God. Oh, so close. Well, I hope you enjoyed it. I'm gonna go take a bath now. Have a good night or morning. Okay.